Some people need large homes to accommodate growing families. For this builder, part of the motivation may have been to say, "I told you so," to his neighbors. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. As David Springer explains, this town on the northern edge of Michigan's Upper Peninsula became a boom town over a century ago.
Copper mining was the big thing here. Back at the 1870s through 1910, this area was booming. In 1890 in Laurium, the population was only 1,200 people. But by 1910, there were over 10,000 people.
Dave and his wife Julie today own one of the mansions that resulted from the copper fortunes of those early days.
Thomas Hodson built this mansion. He invested in a claim down in Arizona, and it hit pay dirt. And a lot of the investors that were participating in that venture also then were living in this area. They built their mansions from the proceeds from that mine.
All told, the copper mining business was very good for Hodson and his investors.
By 1930, his company had produced $80 million in dividends, produced 160 million pounds of copper.
While copper mining was big business here in Michigan, many of the mansions in town were built from profits from the copper mines in Arizona. This was also Hodson's hometown. But there was perhaps a bigger reason for building the mansion here.
We also think it was to show the locals who had denigrated his claim of a mine down in Arizona and had actually promoted rumors that they were just, that the investors were being taken advantage of, to show them that this is what you could have had if you had the faith in us.
But we've yet to speak much about the mansion itself. It's quite a place and one that's open for visitors to stay the night. That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Laurium, Michigan. I'm Andrew McRae.